Hey, guys, how you doing?
We are super stoked to have you with us here this morning. You are celebrating quite a year, your 25th anniversary in country music.
Ain't that crazy? I can't believe I made it.
But you have the new CD available on your website, AaronTippin.com. Aaron Tippin 25. Tell us a little bit about that new CD.
Oh, man, I'm so excited about that. You know, it is the life of Aaron Tippin over the past 25 years. A lot of great songs about what I've learned in life, you know, and through this music career, and songs that have, of course, it's a two-disc set. So it's, you know, 25 years, 25 songs for $25. How you beat that?
That's a heck of a deal right there.
Absolutely.
And it's got 10 of the old hits. It's got 10 songs never recorded. Then it's got 5 songs that are just different genres of music. You know, because I want to prove to folks that old Aaron, that ain't all he can do is just country music.
I'm looking forward to hearing those. Now, we want to talk about your new album for sure, but I'm really interested in some of the nonprofit work that you do, specifically this the Help the Good Guys foundation that you work with, and that song that you wrote, One of the Good Guys. Can you tell me a little bit about Iron Bill and that situation?
Liz, thanks so much for bringing that up, man. I appreciate that because, you know, I'm very proud to be a part of this organization, Help the Good Guys. Mickey Milam, who's the founder of this org, he's the one that approached me and told me the story of Help the Good Guys and that what happens to our first responders when they are injured to the point that they can't do their job anymore. And man, I'll tell you what, but it just floored me. I had no idea, you know, that they were so stranded, you know, in cases. And so, you know, I became a part of this. I'm very proud of it. Armbill, you know, this is a great chance to help a firefighter that is, you know, done so much for his community, now injured and not going to being able to go back to his job. And I'm proud to be a part of that. Wheels for Bill. Because, man, it's awesome. And the song, you know, One of the Good Guys, man. You know, Bill's story helped inspire me to write that song. So I am proud of it. I'm proud of this organization, proud to be a part of it. And the proceeds from the song, as folks may or may not know, if you download One of the Good Guys, you know, that's the opportunity to help Bill and a lot of other firefighters, law enforcement, EMSers, any of our first responders that end up in a situation like he is.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to make sure that the link to the page where you can, to your website and to the page where you can download One of the Good Guys is on our blog today, and we'll make sure that people have access to that. And you can always, you know, go to AaronTippin.com to get to that as well.
You know, that's right. We got a button that'll take you straight to that, so you can come to my site and follow your way there also.
Now, the other question I had for you is, I know that you've always been a little bit of a fitness junkie, and I'm starting a fitness journey of my own, gotten into working out pretty good the last couple of months, and I was wondering how you stay motivated to keep working out and to stay on top of it throughout all these years.
I got a mean wife.
You got a mean wife. Weren't you in pretty good shape before you met her?
Yeah, well, you know, it's just I don't know why I continue to do it. I love to do it. You know, it's a pleasure to me. You know, and I love. I like to accomplish things in my life, and of course, I'm an old guy now, and it's even more difficult than it's ever been. You know, to maintain a physique and stay in shape, but. You know, I just always love to do it, and I love accomplishments. I mean, I love finishing a project and standing back going, yeah. And, you know, when I stay healthy and can still get out here and run with the young guys, I feel pretty good about that.
Well, I suppose that's a good enough motivation right there. I know I do feel like when I get through my workout and I've done all of the squats that they asked me to do, and I feel really good about that, whether I can walk or not the next day. You know, you get those little accomplishments are important.
That's right. And at least you know where that soreness came from.
That's true. Very true.
Now, you know, 25 years of, you know, being Aaron Tippin and all the prestige that goes along with that. I got to know, what would be your wildest story that you've come across? Because I can only imagine in 25 years, you've probably seen a thing or two during your time out on the road.
woohoo, some of them I can't tell on radio. I mean, but, you know, there's been a lot of great moments out here. You know, I think about every time I think about my very first tour was Bob Hope, Christmas of 1990. Wow, does that ever stand out?
Holy cow.
You know, that led to a guy who was a young Marine captain out in the audience on the Bob Hope show. He became a mission commander on the space show. Took Aaron Tippin music out into space.
Oh, cool.
You know, golly, it's just, there's been so many things in this career that have meant so much to me. You know, visiting our troops, when I go downrange and visit them now, Afghanistan, Iraq, you know, I'm just beside myself to get the chance to go and serve them. So I'm a blessed guy, man, and I got tons of stories about great things that have happened in this career, and I'm the luckiest hillbilly that ever lived.
Well, we've got the CD going out now with all these stories. Is there any chance we're going to see an Aaron Tippin the book?
You know something? We are. As a matter of fact, we are. We got, you know, I got my hands full trying to get this album launched, but that's definitely one of the things that's on the burner.
Very cool. Well, I tell you what, when you get that book set up, we'll come talk again about this book, and maybe we can find a story or two we can share that won't get anybody in any trouble. How about that?
Well, yeah, you're talking to a guy that's been hit by lightning twice, had two dead stick landings in airplanes, so there's a song on this album called God's Not Through With Me Yet. Listen to it.
It sounds like it.
All right. Well, again, AaronTippin.com to get the 25th anniversary CD. I know you're driving down the road, so we won't take up any more of your time, but we want to thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you guys.